Alrighty, okay. This is Pastor Woodson Moore from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And I want to remind you again that we have Vacation Bible School in full swing. This will be the second night, so it's definitely not too late to have your children come down and participate. And we would absolutely love to have them. Also, we have some sports camps coming up that's really good, a soccer camp, volleyball camp. If you would go to our website, which is just fairton.org, you'd be able to see a lot of the upcoming events that we have going on at the church. And there's also podcasts that are available to you. If you're interested, if you want to, during the daytime, lots of good things that are there. And so what we are doing at the church, it's for everyone. It's not just for the people who are members of Fairton Christian Center. When we built that new building, which has now been over almost 30 years ago, when we built that, I knew in my heart that that building was not being built just for the people of Fairton Christian Center. It was being built for the people of Fairfield Township, for the people of Cumberland County. And it's a beautiful facility. We have the academy there. That's pre-K through grade 12. And if you're interested in sending your children to a good Christian school, we've had the school now for almost 40 years. And our tuition is one of the lowest in the area because our church funds the school to almost $200,000 a year just to keep the price low. And our teachers are servants of God, and their salaries are not anywhere near what they would be getting if they were teaching in the public school, and our teachers could teach in the public school. And so if you're interested in a good school, I know like whenever I speak about the school and I say it's a good school, it's kind of like patting yourself on the back, but then I don't know who else there is to say it. Every year we turn out graduates, and most of them, not all of them, but most of them go to Cumberland County College because we're in a program there called School Counts. And all of our graduates, because of our rules, qualify for school counts. They go over there, and almost every one of them is either on the president's list, the dean's list, or whatever. And they get their first 2 years of college at Cumberland County free because of our program. But more than that, when they go there, they excel. We've had young people that have come out of our school that are medical doctors, that are registered nurses, school teachers. Some have gone into the law enforcement aspects of our communities. We have Millville policemen. We have one of our graduates guards the President of the United States. He's in the Secret Service. And I don't know what to tell you other than I guess in many cases, maybe our school is the best kept secret. We've tried to put yard signs out and different things to make people aware of it, but it is really a good place. Good staff, good kids. If a child comes to our school and they won't conform to our rules and they won't be nice and they won't be mannerly, then we do dismiss them. And so it is a safe place. And the tuition is, I think, $4,500 a year. Be paid monthly, and you can make inquiries, 455-0408, 455-0408, and we'd be happy to send you a packet, and we won't compromise the Bible. We don't take one penny, not one penny, of state or federal money, because no one is going to come in and tell us that we have to teach evolution, that we have to teach things that are contrary to the Word of God. We're going to remain free as long as we possibly can. And it seems very good as long as we have the President of the United States we have now, we're going to be able to do that. And so give us a look. Anything that we're doing, you're welcome to be part of. You know, in John chapter 8, Jesus was speaking. and he was being attacked by the religious leaders. And it says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. America is known, isn't it, according to our national anthem, as the land of the free, home of the brave, and only the brave can keep it free, because freedom is a gift of God. And Satan hates everything that is a gift of God. And Satan works tirelessly to put men and women into bondage, either through individual sin or through societal wrongs or bad government, tyrants in charge of government. And the only way that freedom can be maintained is by embracing the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only way. Because you look across the world, there isn't any freedom for the most part. And the word says, this is John chapter 8, says, and he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. And remember now, this is only applicable to those who believe on Jesus. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, if ye continue in my word, that's an if. If you continue in my word. See, you can go to church. You can live in America, land of the free, home of the brave. And you can absolutely not be free. Free from the workings of Satan. And it says, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Now, the root of disciples is discipline. We have to discipline our life to follow the teachings of Jesus. And then he says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As you walk in the word of God, in the commands of God, in obedience to his truth, remember, he was the word was with God, the word was God. So the word of God is the thing that sets us free when we are obedient to it. Remember now, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom. Know Jesus, no freedom.